Director of Turner Jackson Day Associates, Michael Day. Now, if you were to undertake a building project, what is the process you have to go through?
I mean, if you're looking to undertake a building project, whether it's a larger development or a small household extension, we would always recommend discussing this with a professional consultant experienced in building design, which would traditionally be an architectural practice. So taking a professional design-led approach can really help maximise a project,
right,
not just from a cost perspective, but spatial functionality and usability, which is so important, particularly if it's a smaller household extension where a client's fundamental point is to expand the usability of their home. So we would definitely recommend that, you know, taking that design-led approach initially. And the development of any project should be targeted in its approach to best fulfil the client's brief. The most important element to understand, really, to help the client formalise that. And once you have that brief, a concept and developed design can be really an enjoyable process to go through from a spatial planning perspective to material selection. And it's during that design process you would need to assess whether your project requires planning permission or whether it can be done under permitted development. And I believe my colleague, Alex Jackson, has touched on this previously, but I believe it's also rediscussing the topic in a few weeks with you, Chris, so I'll let him expand on that element further. But pushing on from that, the next process post-planning would be building regulations, which is what I was going to sort of touch on in a bit more detail today.
So what are building regulations?
Okay, so in short summary, building regulations are statutory building standards, set national baseline requirements for design and construction. We have these to ensure and maintain standards across a number of important areas, such as health and safety, energy efficiency, environmental impact. So they're essentially there to make sure buildings are constructed safely in a way which will preserve the life of a building for as long as possible, and ensure that the materials and processes that we're using are sustainable for the environment in years to come.
And when do you need to get building regulation approval?
So similar to requirements for planning approval, there are a number of factors which will determine whether a project requires building regulation. Some building activities are generally exempt from building regulations, such as conservatory porches, garden outbuildings, that sort of thing, although they are all constrained to a maximum area of 30 square metres, and site-specific constraints always need to be considered. In contrast to that, works affecting mains utilities or the structural integrity of a building will always require building regulations approval, and this can be something as simple as knocking through a structural wall to create open plan living space.
Yes.
So it doesn't always involve an extension. I mean, there is actually some really useful advice online.
Yes.
From reliable sources such as the Planning Portal. And they have advice on planning, permitted development, building regulations, requirements. It's definitely worth checking that out first. But ultimately, through this is another key benefit, basically, of having a professional consultant.
Yes,
because it takes away the headache of worrying about what you can and cannot do from a regulation perspective.
And how do you apply for building regulations?
So there are two main ways of applying for building regulations, which are via a building notice or, more commonly, a full planned application. These applications can be made to Building Control, the Building Control Department of your local authority, or via approved inspectors, which are private building control companies offering the same service but in conjunction with the local authority. We work with both local authorities and approved inspectors, so you know we're familiar with both routes, and we discuss the options and preferred approaches on a project basis. Building notice process means that a detailed design is not required, basically, so it's a quicker process,
right,
as there's fundamentally less time and detail required beforehand. Which is quite useful for some building work because it enables work to get underway quicker.
Yes.
It does put the onus on the client and the builder to make design and specification decisions before and during construction when in relation to building regulations requirements, which in themselves can present time and cost-related issues if they're not resolved quickly, particularly if you're on site.
Yes.
So in contrast to that, a full plans application involves the detailed development of a concept or planning design, which includes building specification and everything you need from a building regulations perspective to to achieve design compliance. So this gives your, gives the client peace of mind that their design is fully compliant with building regulations before they progress with their build. And in terms of making the application, this can be done by anyone, but when it's done by a professional consultant, it just smooths the process for the client, and the consultant can bear the responsibility of making sure that the project is where it needs to be from a regulation perspective to deal with any queries on the client's behalf.
And how can Turner Jackson Day Associates help?
So we can assist with everything, where I've mentioned professional consulting. We offer all of those services, from development of client brief through planning and building regulations approval onto construction, specifically relating to building regulations and the construction processes. In terms of design, we call that stage four, which is essentially the technical detailed design development of and specification for a project. This is typically broken down further into two sections, which is we call 4A and 4B. So 4A just covers your general building regulations compliance, or a basic drawing package to get you through the building regulations approval, which can then be used by a builder to construct the project.
Right.
But in addition to this, we also can provide different levels of what are called Stage B, which encompass more detailed information relating to the actual construction. So this could be coordination of structural design, the construction detailing specific to a project, which aren't all necessary for building regulations approval, but they do help to elevate the accuracy and detail of the design for the purposes of construction, which ultimately helps the process run smoother. So we help our clients navigate the entire process from inception to completion, making it a less stressful process for them and hopefully an enjoyable journey. We're keen to work with our clients from as early as possible in the project. And if anyone would like to have a chat about a project they're thinking of undertaking, we'd love to hear from them. And they can obviously visit our website initially at turnerjacksonday.co.uk.
Well, Michael, thank you very much for speaking to us this afternoon. That was Michael Day from Turner Jackson Day Associates.